Hi, my name is Louis Sierra. I am 17 years old. Today is November 15th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Jose Sierra, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. So, Father, what is your favorite memory growing up?
Favorite memory would be when we used to go on long weekends, Memorial, 4th of July, Labor Day. We used to stay at the beach, so at Key Biscayne and stuff. We used to go for like 4 or 5 days, hang out at the beach with family and friends, and just be there all weekend, you know, just doing, you know, what we do at the beach. So enjoying everything that was there. So,
do you have any favorites?
Probably one of the ones that stick out that we remember is one time we were staying at the Sonesta Villas, and it had like a little golf course. It's like villas and had a little golf course like in between. So that weekend was just pouring rain, and we were just running around, and we were teenagers at this time. We were just running around, those me, my friends, you know, my family, just running around the golf course, sliding around, just playing. We didn't care. So I mean, it was a great time, and it was just foolish things that we were doing, you know, just hanging out, just doing stuff, and you know, it's enjoying your family and friends. So that was a good time.
Sounds like a good time. So what do you feel most accomplished about in your entire life?
Biggest accomplishment for me is my two kids. Raising them and seeing the people they become. You know, smart individuals, very driven, caring, respectful. So, you know, it's like any parent's going to say, that's the biggest accomplishment. You know, and I'm glad to see how they became. So, I mean, that is it. That would be my biggest one.
Yes, I am your biggest accomplishment. Chrissy is your second biggest accomplishment.
We're
yes.
Both my first accomplishment tied.
Okay. So, what is your biggest regret in life?
Not being more open or more vocal at times. Not that nothing major that happened, but just I could have been more vocal or expressed my feelings or either just expressed what I thought. You know, at different situations in life that it would probably would have made a difference, or may have not, but it, at least it would have gotten, you know, said. So, but it's always good to be vocal, let things known, don't be quiet, whether it's work, family, friends, doesn't make a difference. But that's the one thing that I haven't been always good at. So I regret that I wasn't at times.
No, I understand that. I can be the same, very much the same way many times. So I guess it's just something that happens between our family. So, if you had the chance to see your brother again, what would you say to him?
That I miss him. I wish he was with us. That I wish he could be with us and see my kids grow up. You know, my family, my wife, which he met briefly before he passed away. And just be with us, you know, because he liked being with family and stuff like that. He liked that whole situation. So I wish he could have seen it, you know, and he would have met you. I mean, you're named after him. That's what we got your name from. So, you know, I wish he would have been there.
I feel very honored to be named after him. And yes, I too wish I would have met him.
Yeah, you would have liked him. He's a good guy.
So how do you feel after completing the Ironman triathlon or any of your triathlons you've completed?
Well, you know, you always feel accomplished after all of them. And obviously I started off doing from the smallest to the biggest, you know, quick triathlon all the way to the Ironman, which is the longest one of the biggest races you can get. But I was starting off. So every time I did one race, you know, I felt accomplished because I'd never done it before. So it felt good because you know, the time and effort you put into it and stuff. So you feel good and you want to do it again. Obviously, every year I did one bigger, twice as big. So, and obviously with the Ironman, you know, that's the biggest accomplishment you can get at that point. So I felt really accomplished for all the time and effort that I put into it. It was a lot of work, you know, early mornings, late nights, you know, while you guys were in school, as well as working. So, you know, I felt really, really proud of myself. And
we all did.
And you feel proud of everybody around you because everybody does a race. I mean, you saw how many people did that race.
Old people, young people, all types of people did that race.
So, you know, you feel good for all those people, you know, and you're glad for them, you know, for what they did and the time they put into it, and they did the same sacrifices and stuff. So that accomplishment spreads out to everybody. So it gets to the point, I mean, you feel so good about it that I want to do it again. You know, I want to do another Ironman. I was going to register for another one right after. You know, I couldn't, but obviously, I wanted to. Yeah. But that's how you feel, you know, and it's a very good feeling for a person to have for themselves.
Yeah, but you're going to do what you said.
I did say we're planning on, hopefully, next year we'll see if I can do another one. I would like to do another one. I would like to leave it at once, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're planning on it.
So, queuing out or, like, keep going at it?
It gets harder and harder, you know, in time and stuff like that and work, obviously. So. But we'll see, you know, if I want to do another one, I decide to do it, I can do it. I mean, it's something you can always do. It's not restricted. You know, people are at 70, 80 years old are doing Ironmans.
That's very true.
So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, now we're going to go more to your children here. Specifically, mostly me, as being your favorite child. So, how was it like raising me as a baby?
Well, as a baby, I mean, it's a baby. So, I mean, we're all going through the same thing. I mean, we already had Christy 2 years before, 2.5 years before. So, we kind of knew what we were doing, kind of. So, it wasn't, as a child, as a baby, you weren't that difficult. You know, it's just like raising any child. You see how they are and you do what you have to do for them. So, it wasn't much different than what we did with Christy. So, pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, and babies get sick, babies feel good, babies do, so you raise them, you know, as you can. So, not too different.
It gets to the point where I become a young child.
As a young child, yeah, well, as you know, you had speech impediment. So, yeah. When other kids are speaking, you weren't. So, we realized, you know, when you're over 1 year old, 1 to 2 years old, that you had a problem. So, which is hard for you because you can express yourself in any way, shape, or form. So, you were getting frustrated. We'd get frustrated. So, it was more challenging. But, you know, like everything else, you got to take a step back and realize, you know, this is what you got to do. And, you know, we took you to see, and hopefully we took you to speech therapist and stuff so you can vocalize things more, so you can talk more. It wasn't always easy because you still had, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, because you couldn't speak, you'd get angry quick.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
So, yeah, at times it was a lot of patience, and sometimes not so much patience.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go through it all. You know, we got you the help you needed. We were able to do it. You know, we have family and stuff to help out. So it was good. It was good. And you got to look where you're at now. You're giving me an interview. So
yes, I am.
Obviously, you know, it worked. So, but like any child, that happens. You know, every child has its own
ups and downs,
or is their own personality or own maybe issues, things that can happen that cause them to be different. So it changes. Raising a child is, in general, just raising a child. You're learning as you go. So, and you adapt to it, which is what we have to do.
Twice,
yeah.
So, speaking of that now, how is raising me compared to raising Christy, which is my sister?
Well, besides the speech thing, that's the only major difference between the two. As kids, you were growing up, you're good kids. I mean, you're typical kids. You did what you did, you know. You guys acted out when you wanted to. When you didn't like something, you let it be known. But, you know, so as children, you know, and you guys got along, so it wasn't difficult.
No. We got along pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah. So, and, you know, you guys were pretty good. So it went well, and especially after you were able to speak and stuff, you know, it was good. You know, and you guys were good kids in general. So there's not much difference. As you got older, things do change. I mean, you both are, you know,
Stubborn,
opinionated at times.
Very true.
Christy, I guess, would learn
quicker.
Learn how to play, pick her battles.
I'm still learning to do that.
You still have a difficult time doing picking your battles. You know, you still fight it till the end. You know, even though she, you know, with like your mom, she was a little more like you are. She would take it to the very, very, very limits. But even she learned how to scale it back a little bit. You're still learning it.
I'm a good kid.
you're a very good kid. I mean, I said it from the beginning. You guys are great kids, respectful, good kids. But you're like, yes, like any kid or child growing up, teenagers, you're learning.
Yeah.
You guys want to be heard. You want to express your feelings. You think you know it because you're learning things. So we've all been through it. I mean, we've all done it at one time or another. Some do it more than others. So is it expected? Yes. You just hope that they learn it sooner than later, because if it goes too long or they don't learn it, then it just, as an adult, it gets, it's seen differently.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, that's probably the major, because, I mean, you both do well in school. Chrissy's more academic. You're more...
True.
Yes. You have academic, but you also do sports. So, there's a difference. I mean, you're more active than she was. So, but that's who you are. That's how kids are. I mean, that's the difference in that, you know. But look how you both are. When it comes to school, you guys do very well. You're both intelligent kids. She's more disciplined. You're more procrastinating.
Yes. Very much.
But I will say you take after me on that one. that is my fault. And Christy is like your mom. That's, you know, more. She's focused. She wants to do it. She gets it done right away. But that's personality.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trait, and it just happened to end up that way. It could have been reverse, you know, but it isn't. So
yeah, we go with what we
got. As long as you learn
and learn how to do better.
Yeah, as long as you, well, not better, but as long as you learn, that doesn't always work that way.
So, yeah, very true.
So, but that's that's the only differences I can see. But you guys are more alike than you think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's the best advice you could give to me?
Which is the one regret that I had. Always, if you have problems, you gotta always be vocal. Not vocal annoying, vocal to be heard, or if there's a problem, or if there's a situation.
Speak up.
Speak up. Say something. Don't hide it away. Don't think, oh, it'll be fine till later. Don't. Because in the end, you end up regretting not doing it. Or, you know, something may happen that you're going to say, well, if I would have said something, it may have been better. And it can be from the simplest thing. It can be from getting the wrong change till somebody's acting out in the way they shouldn't be, and you got to let it be known, or they're acting out towards you or somebody that's wrong. Or just don't agree with. And it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't keep things closed up. And it's not just say it to be to anybody and every time just to be heard. But there are situations that you got to let things be known in a good way, obviously.
Obviously, yes.
I've always said, you know, you can talk to somebody, you can make a point. The moment you blow up, get angry,
doesn't mean anything.
You've lost the argument. I mean, we can argue about the sky is red or blue. The moment you blow up, I can tell you it's red. You can say it's blue, but you're going to be wrong just because of the fact that you got mad. And once you blow up and get out of hand, then it's useless.
Yeah.
Being heard is great. But when...
To a certain extent.
But when you get angry and you blow up, then it's... You're not being heard. You know, people just cut you off right away. So always be open about things. Always talk. Let yourself know. If you have a question, ask. There's never a dumb question. If you're not sure about something, ask why. Because somebody may have forgotten. Somebody may have just gone over something simple. Somebody may have just not thought about it or something. And then you're going to say, oh, well, you know, you're right. You know, oh, yeah, you know, I was wrong. So always ask. I mean, it's not wrong to ask anybody or anything in a respectful way, because, you know, you have a right to do it, you know, and you can always discuss things. It's just, so be heard, you know, don't keep things in just because you're either embarrassed or you're not sure, you know. Be respectful and say something. It works. Your mom's like that. She's like that. That's her personality, which is very good, you know. So, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
she's
very vocal.
Yeah, but she's honest. She tells you exactly how it is and how she feels. So that's what you want to do. That's something good that never hurts.
No.
When it's done correctly.
Yeah, obviously correctly.
You know, communication resolves everything. You communicate, you can resolve a lot of problems. So it's a plain and simple thing, you know.
Okay, so is there anything you have never told me before that you'd want to tell me now?
Never told you before.
Yeah.
No, with you, I've always been open and to let you know what I've wanted you to be or do.
True.
You Why? Have. Because I didn't want you making some mistakes that I have made. Or somebody else, you know, it's just the way it is. I didn't want you going down the same path because, and with your sister too, it just makes it so much easier. So I've always been very open to let you know what you should or shouldn't do. We may not agree on it.
No, that's true. We may not always agree.
We don't. But it's the opinion from experience.
True.
That I've gone through. So, and not that I don't want you to go through it, because you need to go through it, because everybody has to experience things in their life.
But advice helps.
But advice, yeah. Because that way, at least you can see it. And if it goes wrong, then you can say, oh, that's what he meant. You know? But some things can be avoided, or some things can be made better.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just simple as that. Like I said, I mean, with you, I try to be as open as possible, and so is your mom, because it works. It works. It's the best way to go through life. And I've made the mistake, so I would like to make sure you don't make those mistakes.
Yeah, we both made mistakes in life. Everyone does.
Well, it's going to happen. Yep. It's going to happen. That's how you grow.
True. So, last question. If you had the chance to change one aspect about your life, what would it be? I guess it'd be revolving around the vocal part more, or was there anything else you'd like to?
I guess more assertive, besides vocal, you know, be more, and not just procrastinate, just be more, you know, go out, be more of a go-getter, I guess. Just to do things, I mean, because you're going to miss out. Sometimes you regret, like, oh, I'm stuck at a job or doing, you know, you tend to regret some things. Could I have done things differently? Yeah. If I was a little more assertive. So it's always good to be assertive intelligently, but it's always good because...
Definitely intelligently.
People always say, what is it? And you hear the movies and things. Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
True to an extent, because, you know, when you put yourself out and do things, you get something back.
Yeah.
Just like the Iron Man, I put it out there, I did it, I got something back. So it's the same thing for business, home, life, family. So that's something that I probably would have changed. Late in life, you know, I started my own security company with a friend of mine. Could I have done something like that earlier? Possibly. Have I missed on opportunities that I haven't done? Because I've said, you know, I'm just going to do that right now. I'm comfortable.
Oh, I think everyone has. It happens. It does.
Well, yeah, I mean, and as a teenager too, I probably had opportunities that could have been more bold or done things, been a little more assertive.
Same here.
That would have been, you know, I would have benefited from personally, or maybe just as a feeling, it would have been better. But, you know, I look back at those and I'm like, okay, this is what I could have done. That's, and like I told you, you know, don't waste your time. Don't do things, you know, do what you got to do, put it out there, get it done. So that you don't miss out on anything.
Yeah.
You know, so my fear is that something like that would happen to you or Christy, you know.
Or you miss out on life?
Miss out, or just, you know, or just missed because it just went by and you didn't even realize, you know. So that's, you know, that's what I would hope.
Yeah.
That you guys would get, you know. It's always good to experience new things and see things and not miss out. It always is. And when you can learn from them, even better, because that's just going to make you a better person.
That's true.
I always tell you mistakes I made. Why? Because...
So I can learn from them.
So you guys can learn from them. I can't teach you any other way, but, you know,
yeah.
This is a mistake. You know, so that's where it goes to. So I hopefully you don't. You know, hopefully you're learning from it, so.
I will, and I am, every day.
So, and you'll make your mistakes, but you'll live and learn.
Will do.
You'll live and learn.
Well, thank you very much. We have almost exceeded the time limit here.
Okay.
So, again, thank you very much. I had a great time interviewing you.
Thank you.
Hope we can do it again sometime.
I'm sure we will.